Shalom Aleichem, and let's learn a few Vorlach and Parsha Vayishlach. We have seven today, seven beautiful ideas from different Mefarshim throughout the Parsha. So let's begin. The first one's a bit long from the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin, the first pasuk in the Parsha says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim lefanav el Eitz of Achiva Artiser Sedei Edom, that Yaakov sent Malachim, we sent angels to Esav. The Bas Ayin points out, Yesh lefarsha pasuk al derech ha-musr. There's some important musr to learn from this pasuk. You know, Yaakov, the Esav, meramzim lebichinas yetzer hatov, yetzer hara sheish biyadam. They both represent the different inclinations a person has, the yetzer tov, which is drawing a person to that which is good, of course, and yetzer hara, which is represented by Esav. The sorrow shall Esav, who amakur shall yetzer hara. The sorrow, the ministering angel of Esav, represents the source of the yetzer hara. Hainu bechina shemimenu mekaba yetahar tosefes koach va'ozu vuzo. And that's where the strength comes from, the sar shel Esav. It's bechinas gases ruach, idea of a haughtiness and gaiva. Ubechinasu ba'ayde mosos. It comes because a person has extra and surplus. That's where this idea of luxury comes from. It's a world of gaiva. Hainu mishad nasaneg ha'adam bechinas mosos ha'achila v'shar tanugam, the person overly enjoys this world. That's the world of the Yetzer Hara, the world of Esav. As opposed to the tzaddik, last few lines of this paragraph, about tzaddik ochel lesova nafshu bevad. A tzaddik eats, he's satisfied, he's full, and he moves on. That's v'chinas histapkus, satisfaction. That's the koach of Yaakov Avinu. So he writes, Zem merumas bepasuk, this is a hint out in the next paragraph in the pasuk. It says in the Svar Magadoshim, example, Nachla Eshkel of Chida writes this, Lev chacham liyamino, the heart of a chacham is to the right. But lev ksil lismol, the heart of an idiot, of a fool, is to the left. It's pasuk and kolas. So says the Chida, quotes the Bas Ayin. Perish. Ha chacham is naig beosios shehema liyamim sheosios lev. A chacham acts in the way to the right of the heart. The letters that appear right, the right of the heart, meaning the letters prior to lamed beis, which are the letters aleph chaf, which stand for ach. It's merumas bechinas muat, something small, minimizing, satisfied with that which is little. As it says, achim verakim miutim heim. They come to exclude. When the word ach is used as a drasha, it comes to exclude. So ach is the chacham. He minimizes gashmus in this world. Haksil, the fool, misnag ba'osil sheshema l'smol sheosios lev. They act in the way that are the letters that appear to the left of the letters Leva that come afterwards. What are the letters that come after Leva, after Lamed Beis? Are the letters Mem and Gimel, which spells the word Gam, more, also, extra, surplus. That's the idea. And he says further, just look at the, skip a couple paragraphs. V'zeu shenemar etz Yaakov, v'yavek ish imo, he wrestled with a person. Sheyasaro she'esav, he was wrestling with the ministering angel of Esav. V'nikra, that person was called an ish, lashon yesh. Yeshus is having something significant in the world of Gashmius, the Bechin of Gassos, the Yeshus, the Yetzer Hara. But Yaakov, of course, is the opposite. He fought, Nilcham says the Bas Ayin, about Yaakov, a few lines down, Yaakov Nilcham ben Sabek Imo, al Yidei Shistaka Bechinas Avodas HaMalachim, Shu Bechinas Panim HaPanim, he looked at him, Panim Beyam Beyira Gedola. Not with Yeshus, not with Gashmius, but he fought by looking at him, by taking the level of a Malach, which is the level of his topics being satisfied with what a person has. And that was this, he goes on to say, I don't have the full piece here, but that was this clash between Yaakov and Esav, of Yaakov sending Malachim. Malachim means we're happy with what we have. We're not looking for more Gashmius. He was sending to Esav to try to minimize Esav, but of course Esav represented the Gam, the surplus, the luxuries in this world. Let's go to the next piece, the Shem Mishmuel. Shem Mishmuel actually appears in Parsha's Balak, not in this week's Parsha. But it says in the pasuk, "Vayira Yaakov mod vayitzer lo." That Yaakov was scared, vayitzer lo. He is very troubled. What's the lashon vayitzer? So he quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer. He says, "Me Avram." The second line down, "Vayitzchak ha'isa yinikal Yishmael ve'Esav." We know from Avram came Yishmael. Yishmael was born, and Esav came from Yitzchak. There was a certain pagan that came from them. There's no nikra mitzarim. Mitzarim means that they came. A certain tzara came from these two great avos. But Nachlas Yaakov, he Nachla bli mitzarim. But Yaakov had a Nachla, he had the shifteka. There are no mitzarim, no one causing any tzaros. Shein l'shum ma'uma yinika mimen. No other nation had any yinika, had any drawing, any connection, didn't pull any of the koach from Yaakov. He was completely pure. As it says in the Medrash, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim mamish. He mamish shem malachim. He had a nation, he had a family of malachim. Why? Haynu mishum shebemedrash sham sheshalach lo sheyachzer b'tshuva. That Yaakov wanted Esav to do tshuva. He sent malachim to inspire them. Why'd he need angels, says the Shemishmo? Sheavil atoch libo, that they should penetrate the heart of Esav. Malachim heim ha-nivram mi-mitzvos ha-maisim tovim sheyachu. When a person does a maisim, a maisa tov. A person does a mitzvah, he creates malachim. Shemikol mitzvah nivra malach, a new malach is created. Ubashir muhusam mi-mitzvos maisim tovim. So they came from the purity of Yaakov, of all his great actions and deeds. Yesh b'kocham nami lo'orel leiv Esav l'tshuva. It had the ability. Since Yaakov was so pure, b'li mitzarim, no other tsar, no other uma had a yanika from him. He was so pure, he knew it had the ability to penetrate the heart, the mind, and the neshama of Esav to inspire him to do tshuva. Ach Esav bezadon libo. But Esav was so terrible. His god od yoser. He became more haughty. He kept his feet down, strong and stubborn. B'nei, because he was unwilling to do tshuva, nechshav she'esav ha'isol yinika. Yaakov was choshesh, he was concerned that maybe Esav also has a part of me. He has a certain yinika from me, and I'm lacking somehow. Yaakov, vim kein harei na'aso Yaakov mitzarim. And Yaakov was overcome with pain. That's what it means. Vayira Yaakov me'od v'yetzer lo. He was troubled that he also has mitzarim. He also has tzaros. He wasn't so pure. Esav had a certain yinika from him. And then the Shem Yishmuel adds on top of this idea of his father, V'li near appears to me, says the Shem Yishmuel, L'hosav Od, he wanted to add more, Odvarm, She Yaakov ha-hatzar lo she-chashav ki mi-cheven she-mitzot se-maisem tov m'shal yesh ben p'zolos. There was a certain psalus, a certain pagam in his actions, lo tzliach b'shlichoso. He thought it was his own problem. A great tzaddik never thinks he's good enough. He's always looking to grow, he's got more to improve, and even though Yaakov really didn't need to improve, he was so pure, so tamim, it wasn't his fault, it was Yaakov, it was Esav's fault, but in the end of the day, the way the tzaddik looks at himself, there's always so much more to grow. And that's what it means, vayira Yaakov ma'od, vayetzalo. The next pasuk is a nice remez from the Nachal Kedumim from the Chida. I actually elaborated this on my other parsha write-up. The other parsha shiur I give the parsha pearls. He writes as follows: Atleini na miyad achim miyad Esav, that Hashem should save me from the hands of my brother Esav. So the Chida knows the Baal Turim writes this: the Dorshe Yeshumos Amru Hatzileini na miyad. These letters, the Rashi Tevos Haman, Hey Nun Mem, or the letters Haman, Hey Mem Nun. Shispal al Tzaris Haman, that he davened to protect himself and eventually the Jews, Mordechai and Esther, from Haman. The Kasavnu, Vanyusa Bekuntris Kite David, Chida wrote in another Kuntris, he has a number of Svarim, Shiyitztak Mod Lufima Shikas of Guri Ari, from the Arizal, the Mordechai Hayabo Nitzatz Yaakov Avinu. Mordechai was somehow a Gilgal, he had a spark of the Kedusha of Yaakov, Allah Shalom, who Be'etzim Hatzlein Yamiyad Shiyatzilel Allah Be'atzma Miyahaman. So Yaakov wasn't davening for Mordechai, he was davening for himself. Because he himself later became Mordechai somehow, he was davening for himself to be saved from Haman. And he adds further, if you look at what I wrote in the spoken the other drasha, there's so many connections between Esav and Haman, and Yaakov and Mordechai. Shoshanas Yaakov, we sing Purim time. Either way, the Chida adds, Ef Shalomar. The Sofei Telos, say Sofei Tevos, the end letters, Hatzileni Nam Yad Hu Yud Hei. It spells Yud Aleph Dal, which is the Gematria 15, the Gematria. Remez Zuchus Tesvav Shalom, the 15 years. Shalom Du Yachad Hu Im Avram Yitzchak. The three of us, Yaakov, Avram Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, all three learned for 15 years. Those 15 years are so powerful. Ubezenis Kaim Ha'olam, and that's how the world was able to sustain itself and eventually will serve as a Zuchus to protect Mordechai Esther and the Nitzat of Yaakov in the times of Haman. Hi, Russia. Now the next idea is Otzer Chaim, one of the Likutei Svarim I saw elsewhere too, but he quotes this idea. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of the parsha, Vayitzav, and Yaakov commanded, Gam es Hasheni, Gam es Hashlishi, Gam es Kalahochen. What's the word Gam coming? So he writes that the word Gam appears three times is a reference to three Geulos, that the three Tzadikim are going to lead the way, which are Moshe, Mordechai, Mashiach. They all begin with the letter Mem. Gam is Gulas Moshe, Gam is Gulas Mordechai, Gam is Gulas Mashiach. I heard another explanation once, not from Gam, but the words Aleph Mem. It's also, there's really two heroes we have, two great tzaddikim who saved us. Aleph Mem is Aaron Moshe, Aleph Mem is Esther Mordechai, Aleph Mem is Eliyahu, and Mashiach. The next one's a nice Das Kanim. Nice Asakanim here, on the Pasuk. He explains about the Gid Anasha. It says, Al Kain lo yochlu v'nei Yisrael, that's Gid Anasha. because of what happened, the fight of Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, and Yaakov got injured, so Klai Yisrael is not allowed to eat the Gidon Asher. So Daf Kain adds a little a reason here. He says, Perish Tosos, Vayizach LaShemesh, and the sun rose, Hu Tale Al Yirecho, he had a limp in his leg, Alkein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael, it's Gidon Asher, Shel Al-Kafi Yerach Adi Amazah. That's a puzzle. Says the Daf Kain. Alkein, Al Shelo E'asu Bnei Yaakov Kehugan. The children of Yaakov didn't do the correct thing. They let their father Yaakov, the great tzaddik, to walk by himself to go retrieve the pachim katanim. They didn't escort him. They didn't accompany him. He got injured because of that. The Gidon Asher can't be eaten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gidon Asher k'deishu zrizim b'levaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Gidon Asher so that we should take a lesson from this. We should learn that a person should give their guests, certainly the fathers, certainly Yaakov Avinu, the proper kavod, the proper respect of escorting them. We shouldn't be punished yet again for the laziness, the lack of properly showing kavod and protection to our guests. And therefore, he commanded the son Yosef, he should also accompany his brothers, and no one should be punished. That's the idea. Let's go to the next idea from the Rav Simcha Banim Mipeshischa. Actually, Rav Weimer spoke about this on Shabbos a bit, this idea. He didn't quote him, but it's a pretty similar idea to what Rav Weimer mentioned last week on the Shabbos at Drasha. So it says in the Pasuk, Yaakov Nasa Sukosa, and Yaakov traveled to a place called Tzukis, Ve'ivan Labayis, and he built a house. So he built a house, and it says in the Gemara in Psachim that Avram saw Harbayis as Har, Yitzchak saw it as a sadeh, and Yaakov saw it as a bias. Now, even though I believe when he refers to Yaakov, the bias was last week's parsha, not this place, but for some reason it was found in this sefer in the pasuk, but even the bias. But either way, Yaakov's in was a bias. He saw base ale, he saw har bias as a bias, he saw this place as a bias, he built a bias. So Rav Simcha Banim Shishcha says, Rabbi Seinu Zal Ramzu B'Devarim, there's a hint, Al Habachina Halokis Shel Avos, each of the Avos had a certain way to view the world. He Karasa Shel Avram, the way Avram Avinu saw the world, he saw hefker l'chol hakar. He saw it as a hefker. The world was open. Perhaps he lived a world in the life of the Avodah Zarah, where there's no hashkach in the world. Everything was open. A mountain. Rav Weimer is speaking about people have big dreams like mountains. They're so distant. It's not reality. It's like a har. It's hefker. Yitzchak karu sadeh shu omnam yuchad levaylov. That although a sadeh is a little bit more narrow, a little bit more attuned, it's a little bit closer, it's someone who owns it, it's still open public property, people kind of pass through, even if I own it, it's still available to the public, so it's a little bit more grounded, but still somewhat hefker. But Yaakov, Karla Bais, he called it a house, Shamar She'en L'Shum Uma Chelek B'Lokei Yisrael, El Ani Uvonai Shagarti Mi B'Bais. Yaakov saw this as a place that was only for him. It's similar to what he said earlier, that Avram and Yitzhak each had a child who created another nation that was not Jewish, but Yaakov was insulated. Yaakov had a family that was Shiftei, that was Kula Kadosh, and therefore it was appropriate that he built a house, view Har Bais, the house is a bias that's only for Am Yisrael and for a Kadosh Baruch. The next piece is from the Maharil, a nice chap of the reading of the Psukim, of the Pshat of the Psukim here. It says, at the end of the parsha of Shechem, the Homais of Shechem, so it says, Vahi Vayom Ashlishi, the third day, Biosam Kavim, when they had received the Mila, so they were in a lot of pain 3 days after receiving the Bris Mila. Vayi Chushne Vene Yaakov, Shimon Velevi, these two children of Yaakov took Achidina, Ish Charbo, they took a sword. Vayavo Al Ha'ir, they attacked the city Betach with great security, with great certainty. Vayahargu Al Kalzachar, and they killed each person. Then it says in the Pasuk, Ves Chamor, Ves Shchem, Beno Hargul, Vichar, they also killed Chamor and Shchem. Asks the Maharil Diskin, how come it has to specify Chamor and Shechem, they were part of the city, weren't they? So Pashi part of shot because they were the kings. So it specifies the kings were killed. The Maharil has another chat. It says, Kasha, the Matzarch, Lefarid is Chamor v'Shechem, but no, why did you have to specify, single them out? Haloheim, Nechlolim, B'mayim, V'Yargu, Kol Zachar, aren't they included in all those who were murdered in the city? The Shlomer could suggest, the B'chol Makom Shekasov L'Vicherev, whenever it says in the Pasuk L'Vicherev, it means Haidim B'Mochama, it means there was a war. When Shimon Levi murdered the entire city, there was no fight. They went through surgery. They were lying in bed. They were so weak. It wasn't a fight. They just killed them. They were such pain, lo yachol amar connect them. They couldn't defend themselves. About chamer v'shchem, they had to defend themselves. Why? It was a fight. Shemalu es asman, they had to give themselves a mila. Teichev, that Rosh Tevos, teichev a miyad, k'mosh kashal el. Mara Diskin explains earlier that they wanted to get married. They wanted to dina so badly, they didn't wait a second. They gave themselves a mila immediately. They didn't wait a day or so. So they were already recovering. They had the mila a few days earlier. So they already recovered. So they had full strength. They were able to defend themselves. And their lo eicha nar la'asas davar, they didn't delay anything. And therefore, since they were ready 3 days after the city was weak, but they already had recovered, they were able to stand ground and defend themselves. So that's why Dafka, by Shechem and Chamor, the Telefi Cherev, that they had to have fight. There was a battle then ensued between Shimon and Levi and Shechem and Chamor, as opposed to the rest of the city, they wiped out pretty quickly. The next piece, I think this is the final piece, a short piece from the Meshech Chachma. Also, just a pshat in the pasuk. It says, "Vayomer Yaakov el Beso." Yaakov tells his family after they wiped out the city, "Kol Asher Imo," and all that was with him. His Hasiru SLK Elohei Nechar. Remove all the avodah zara. Get rid of all the avodah zara. And Asher Besochem, that's within you. Ve'taru, and purify yourselves. Vachlifu Simlosechem, and change your clothing. So why was he asking to change your clothing? I understand to get rid of the avodah zara. That much makes sense. But why change your clothing? So the Meshech Chachma has a very nice idea here. Yitocher, and this makes sense, the Perish Ramban. Ramban says, Sheshamu Torah Rak Be'eretz Yisrael. That Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Outside Eretz Yisrael, they didn't keep the Torah. Keeping mitzvahs outside Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, is only a minhag. That's why Yaakov Avinu was allowed to marry two sisters, he explains to Ramban, because it took place at Chotzart. But the moment they re-entered into Eretz Yisrael, Rachel had to die. She had to die B'derech Efrasa outside, because Yaakov could not enter into Eretz Yisrael with two wives, as two sisters as wives. It's against the Torah. So everything outside Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to keep the mitzvahs. Says the Meshech Chachma, so now they're leaving Chutzart, they're about to return into Eretz Yisrael. Lachain hayulov shim big, they shatnez b'chutzart, says the Meshech Chachma. They were actually wearing shatnez clothing in Chutzart, and now that they're entering in, he said, change your clothing? Amr lehem, ata lahachlif simosam, and now change your clothing to wear non-shatnez, because we're about to enter into Eretz Kedosha, and we have to keep all of the mitzvahs. Everyone should have a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.